Good evening, everyone. This is your creator call of August the 3rd, 2022. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host, and we have Lois with us. And we like to start our calls with our exercises for grounding and reversal. And as a reminder, take some swallows of water to be hydrated to get the best effect from this very special call. And now I'll turn it over to Lois.
What we will be doing is something that you will have your eyes closed for most of the entire call tonight. So you should not be driving a car, not operating anything, no TV on, no radio. You should be in a location where it is quiet, that you can be lying down, sitting up, whatever is most comfortable for you. What we will be doing first is a correction for a reversal. And to do that, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. So right to left to right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. Now take a few more swallows of water. And close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. This time, as you exhale, send light and love down your legs to Mother Earth, along with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. And feeling that come all the way into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you, feeling that come into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you, and feel that coming into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you, feeling that come into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Tom, I will turn the call back to you, but I believe there were some latecomers who are not grounded.
Okay. I will take care of that. So give me a quiet moment here and we'll get everybody grounded in their heart space. Open their hearts fully. Remove all blockers and interruptions, so they can fully accept and receive Creator's healing. Welcome, everyone. Tonight is, as last night, for those who were on the Elite Call, have found, from last night, some very interesting things did happen. And as I discuss a few things with you tonight, Creator will be working with you on what is vital for your clearing, your healing. You don't need to intend anything. The objective here is simply to be in an accepting mode with your heart ready. So simply engage with your heart and allow Creator's gifts to permeate and do what is in your highest and best. As I mentioned, last night was very special for those who came, as tonight will be. During the night, the early hours of the day and in the afternoon, many gifts were provided for all of humanity. And I will cover some of those now. As you recall from those who've been here from the early days, the Qili program, Quantum Energetics, addressed emotions. They play a big, powerful part of our lives. And the harmful ones, anger roots, fear roots, sorrow roots, are the three major themes. And under each, there are multiple forms of each. Healing and resolving of all of these was put in place during the day today for everyone. That was huge. So all of the angers, the fears, the sorrows that have been unresolved as of now are being addressed. Or have been addressed. But it didn't stop there. Creator went on places like the three hotspots on the planet. As you may recall from previous calls, there are three obelisks, three key ones that are on the planet, one at the Vatican, one in London, the inner city of London, and Washington, D.C. And each represents a power source that the dark head put in place. D.C. was the military might, London the financial might, and the Vatican the religious. Now, each of those were dark energies and were infused with enormous amounts of dark energy. And even though over the years much has been done to cleanse those areas, another healing was done during the night and the day in all of three of those concentrations. Most powerful, neutralizing the residual of their negative impact, which then impacts, of course, the entire planet. Well, it didn't stop there. We all know about the media, major media, spewing its propaganda, lies, distortions, half-truths, total lies. We know about the political system that does very much the same thing. Spews out negativity. If there's an easy way to do something, they'll always find the hard way to do it, in the most expensive way and the least productive. That is the negative effect on our political system. Now, there are good guys, of course, among the political system, certainly, and be aware of that. But by and large, the vast majority have been compromised. Another big group is Big Pharma. We have seen certainly the horrors of the fake pandemic. COVID never did exist. It was simulated by some 5G energies at 60 gigahertz, starting in Wuhan and moving out to major cities, producing indeed a shutdown of the immune system, thus giving the illusion there is a pandemic. Creator has since long ago neutralized those energies. And of course then the solution that Big Pharma came forward with, promoted by Fauci and Gates and a whole host of folks, was the jab, a poisonous concoction. Kills some instantly, some in weeks, some months, and some it would take years. But the intent was to annihilate 80 to 90% of the population. Now, these aren't mean people who are doing this. Not at the Vatican, London, D.C., the media, the political groups, or Big Pharma, or banking, or the military, as we'll discover in a moment. But they've been infused by the esoteric realm. Remember, this is a game of duality that we play in. Good and evil, right and wrong. We see it everywhere, don't we? Every TV show has the villain and has the good guys, right? Where something goes wrong, something, when you're trying to do something right, you've seen that in your life. You take sometimes two steps forward and one step back. Or sometimes it's one forward and two steps back. Life comes at you in a lot of different ways because of the infusion of darkness in all of these systems, as well as on and around within you, within computers, within electrical devices and systems. Darkness can invade all of these. Now, they're invisible, so it's hard for some to conceive. Well, how can these things be doing this if they're not even visible? Well, when you sent a text message today or this week sometime or received one, did you see those little letters floating through the air from your cell phone out to somewhere and returning? Well, of course not. That was invisible, wasn't it? Or a radio station sending out these invisible vibrations, which we pick up on our car radios, for example. How's that possible? Well, if we weren't told about radio waves, we would say this is inconceivable. If you go back 150 years, 200 years, and tell somebody that you could have a gadget and be hearing music from some remote place hundreds of miles away, they'd be ready to lock you up or burn you as a witch. So when we haven't been educated on an X-ray that can send this X-ray through your body and then leave an image on a plate, if we hadn't understood it, again, we would be called a charlatan. But the inventors of each of these processes, whether it's Tesla or Marconi or Madame Curie or whoever it is, they've made these wonderful steps forward. At the time, they were perceived as a little wacko. Or even the Wright brothers. It took a year after their first flight before the media ever published it. They'd already done the flight. It took a year before it was even recognized as a happening. So it takes a while for people to perceive things that are new. No one has taught us about the esoteric realm. We have the etheric realm, that's the good stuff, light and love, and the esoteric, that's the evil stuff. Were you taught this in churches? No. In your schools? No. From your parents? No. From the media, books? No. No one in our whole history has uncovered this until we have. Like any invention, somebody had to scratch their head and say, like Newton, with the apple supposedly falling on his head, says, there's this thing, there's a power, there's a force, we call it now gravity, take it for granted. But nobody had even considered it. You know, we just walked on the earth and thought nothing of it. So after years of doing the QE process, quantum energetics, and removing deeply seated emotions very elegantly, I began to wonder, well, if we can remove them years and years later, what's been holding them there? Why haven't they just resolved on their own? And asking the right question, you'll get better answers. And so we found that there was a force, the esoteric realm filled with nasties. And Lois and I, over the years, together have uncovered dozens of different flavors of entities, energies, essences, but the quantities of them were beyond numbers that we knew. And so we started identifying them, but then what would you do about it? Okay, now we have our third eye working and we can perceive them. Our intuition is working and we can identify them, but how do we get rid of them? And years ago, I had an indirect connection with Creator. And then about 2 years ago, it became a direct connection with Creator. We created a portal through the layers and layers and layers of this esoteric gunk that surrounds the earth, surrounds you, throughout all that is and beyond. So that was a vital thing, like drilling a portal or a hole through layers of darkness to reach our true Creator of everything that is. So that was enormous, having that direct connection. Now we can take darkness, present it to Creator with a solution. Then we had to find a solution. And there were, at first, about 3 different solutions that were working. Then it evolved to 10 or 12 or 15. And then now it's up to 20 or more. And then there's special ones for special kinds of nasty things that are extraordinarily powerful and require a very unique methodology. So we used, again, our intuition and came up with the process. Sometimes it took 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 different remedies to resolve a significant issue. We provided to Creator with a request that it be resolved in the manner we have determined. And Creator provides that resolution. And we've been doing this for individuals for a number of years now. Starting with QE and then the quantum process and the esoteric resolutions. Then about a little over a year ago, Creator provided 6 different remedies, starting with the wellness and so forth for traumas, contracts, even the vaccine remedy to resolve the issues of those who've been vaxxed, or for any vaccination you've had in your lifetime, because vaccinations are poisons. They do not work. They never have. It's an illusion, a lie, perpetrated by that same media and big pharma. The concept originated from Dr. Hahnemann in Germany 200 plus years ago, who invented homeopathy. Remember the plague in the early days? Well, how did that resolve? It was actually created intentionally in World War I by injecting soldiers with a bacterial infection. And wherever they went, they spread it. Bacteria will spread through a cough, a sneeze, contact. So we had a huge outbreak. People were dying. So what did Hahnemann do? He took samples of those excretions from these sick people. He then succussed them with probably vodka, something of that nature at the time, 1 part of the substance and 9 parts of vodka, and then succussed it, smack it in a vial against one hand against the other. Then taking 1 part of that into another 9 parts of vodka, and again succussing it. Again, take 1 part and continue this 30 times. By the 30th time, a 30x solution is created, and it has no measurable physical substance. Now, there's different could be 20, it could be 30, it could be 100, but 30 was a common one and was used successfully, and folks who then consumed a bit of this into their body, the body responded and purged the nasty things from their body. But there again, there's no substance. It was just the energy of that bacteria. Now today, a bacterial infection is pretty easy to resolve with colloidal silver or antibiotics of all sorts. Back then, they didn't have it, but homeopathy saved their buns. So Big Pharma saying, well, if like cures like, why don't we just induce a live virus into people, or not a virus, a live whatever, nasty, into people, call it a vaccine. They tried that with polio back in the 60s, right? 50s, 60s, somewhere, yeah, I think it was the 50s. And sure enough, the reports of polio disappeared. When people, or after people were receiving this vaccine. But what they weren't reporting is an equal number of cases of multiple sclerosis, MS, were growing like wildfire. So they didn't cure anything. They simply changed the reporting of polio and called it MS. So look, no more polio. How magical. But now we had outbreaks of MS induced by the vaccine itself. And even the creator of that vaccine, the original person who brought it forward, finally later admitted this was causing the problem, not curing anything. And so now today, we vaccinate our kids, some of them right at birth. But what have we seen lately in the last few years? Autism going through the roof. As vaccine increases, autism increased as well. So was it the intent then of the dark ones infusing themselves into Big Pharma to annihilate populations? Of course. These dark entities, energies infuse in people and they take control of a body. Does that body know they're being controlled? No. Not at all. It just feels right. It feels like I should do this. And the way darkness works is, first of all, it can do a number of things in the body, but one of the things is it closes the heart. Closes your access to your heart. That's your conscience. If your conscience was open, you would never harm another person or an entire population. But if your heart's closed, you can do heinous things and sleep just fine at night. So this is how darkness works. It's very subtle. People think, well, I'm not a bad person, and I'm not saying anyone is a bad person. There are no bad people, actually. But there are people, one level or another, are infused with layers of darkness. And if it's intense, we call them dark, totally dark. And you might recall some months ago, Creator removed all the dark ones from the planet. That included the Bidens, okay, the Kamalas, the Hillarys, and you name them, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers, the Newsoms, and all the folks who've been doing great harm on the planet. Because they were not able to accept Creator's light any longer. They were so infused with darkness, there was no hope for them continuing back to light. So as a great gift, 70 million, about 1% of the population, was simply extinguished. So there is no Biden administration. There's no one in the White House other than security. They've all been arrested, and after January 20th, the fake inauguration. And Trump is still your president because he became the sovereign president during his term, as well as the corporate. The corporation was dissolved just before the Biden fake inauguration. So there is no corporate America, but there is a sovereign. And quietly, Trump's running with the military, who are well aware of this, and we're still in martial law since the Civil War, never came out of it. And they've known all along, the fake government. So we're at a huge turning point on our planet, and Creator is leading the way. And arresting a bazillion people won't solve the problem, or having another war won't solve the problem, because wars are manipulated by darkness. They manipulate both sides. And in the middle are the bankers who fund it all with their fake money. And they, too, are infused with darkness and greed and a whole lot of negative emotions, which are in the process of resolving. So every harmful thing that you have seen in your life done to you, or you've done to others, or you've seen it out in the world, you know, 9/11 nonsense, and whatever. A lot of these are fake, like Sandy Hook. Oh, all these people? No, nobody died. That was all fake. Paid actors. Las Vegas shooting, but no one died. No one got shot. All fake. Shooting blanks. And on and on. That's what the dark does. It cannot appear in person, but it can infuse itself into a person and manipulate them to do their dirty work, such as the media, who controls it. Now, the dark ones are gone, as I said. That left the neutrals, those in the light, and those of the light. And virtually all of you, if not all on this call, are of the light. Or at least you're getting close to that. That's a wonderful place. That means you've done some clearing, you've done some work on yourself, or maybe you're just beginning. So I mentioned the bankers and military, and they too have been deeply infused with darkness. And they too are in the process of cleansing, or have been cleansed. Well, it didn't stop there. We have other blockages. We talk about the liberals, right? And they can't do critical thinking. They're provided truth and facts, let's say, about Trump, all the wonderful things he did during his 4 years. What do? They attack the person, or they spit on them, or they yell and scream. In other words, they're all right-brained. Just their emotions are active, and their logical ability to balance truth from their left brain was blocked. So they couldn't do that critical thinking that folks on this call can. So that's been resolved, and is in process of resolving. So rather than blaming the person, just understand it's the darkness in them that was controlling them. And all the folks who harmed you, We're so busy blaming, have been most of our lives. We've all done it. It wasn't them that did these horrible things to you. They were people who were infused by darkness, and you had your share of darkness that perhaps was not able to protect yourself from this abuse in a way to stand your ground and be in truth, because we were lied to. We didn't know what the truth was. So the darkness had it played it both ways, the aggressors and those who were being victimized or attacked didn't know quite how to protect themselves or what to do, because the legal system was controlled totally by darkness as well. The courts, instead of being common law courts, are corporatized. So they don't deal with live people. They deal with your straw man, your capitalized name that, according to them, is dead. So they only deal with corpses and dead people. So when you show up in court as a live person, they don't know what to do with you. So they do not listen to you. They do not process. You're in the wrong court, so to speak, or actually you're in the right court, but they're processing it improperly, not as common law as live people, but in the fakery that they provide. So we've been deceived every way possible throughout our lives. So the critical thinking aspects now are being resolved. The other part of this is your heart access. If you can't access your heart, you're not going to be a complete functioning being. As we mentioned earlier, you can do, with a heart closed, you can do heinous things and have no remorse whatsoever. And that's how horrible villains have been created, by the dark. Be it the Hitlers or the Stalins or the Bush seniors, you know, planned and orchestrated the 9/11 event. Blew up our own buildings and people in it and stole gold in the vault below. That was due to be paid out on that day and so forth. Nassar was to be announced on that day. It kind of stopped everything cold, didn't it? Well, he's been executed since then by the military for his crimes. And then September or January 20th, following that, fake inauguration by Biden, they were all arrested. All the senators, congressmen, administration of the Bidens after the fake election, including the Supreme Court, were all arrested, and some were vindicated. Most of the Supreme Court, all but John Roberts. He was a bad boy. And a few of the congressmen, senators, like Rand Paul, I should say, Jim Jordan, even AOC, who is neutral, but she wasn't dark. And because she was such an adversary, didn't really kowtow to Pelosi, she wasn't invited into the games, the political theft, financial theft that was going on in Congress. And that was a break for her. Speaking of her, she never, of course, won an election. They threw somebody, just put her name into a pile of names, and they rigged the election so she won. So they'd have a representative in there they could control. She knows nothing or knew nothing then about politics, has learned very little. So we have had a very corrupt political system. And all the folks in the political system, your Congress people, your senators, who were voting for, let's say, foreign aid to a country, billions of dollars go to such and such a country for some reason that may sound humanitarian. Turns out the accounts they put them into were fake accounts, and those monies were redirected right back to the same people who voted for it. That's just one of the ways that fraud happens. So they have been tried. Remember, it's military, so they had tribunals. Found guilty, most of them, crimes against humanity of one sort or another, and imprisoned. And that happened about a year later. Creator removed all the dark ones, of which they were dark, as well as many others all over the planet. That's the 70 million that were taken out. And even our alternate media hasn't even figured this out yet. Well, Biden, you know, we see him here, we see him there, and doing speeches and State of the Union. That's all computer graphics, dynamic animation. The human eye cannot discern. It's so good. They can replicate the voice. They can replicate the movements of the face and all of it. Computerization. Well, look at your movies. Look at how these action heroes do some amazing things. Do you think they're really doing them? Think Spider-Man is literally, you know, going down Main, you know, New York City with and doing these actions? Well, of course not. That's all computer graphics. So if we see it there, how can we have a hard time believing it could be happening in our media, which of course it does. So Trump's still running, I say, the country during this year and plus of the fake non-existent Biden administration. And there's reasons perhaps to be resolved or be shared soon enough. But there'll be a time, and perhaps they're waiting for enough states to finally negate the fake election. Wisconsin just did, Arizona did, and I think Texas. They're saying, hey, something's wrong here. We have more votes than we have voters, among other things. The most rigged election in history. So we'll see how that works out. So critical thinking being restored, heart access being restored. And here's the whopper. Truth. There have been many, many things blocking truth. And those are being resolved so that people can recognize truth when they hear it. Many of you have found that to be the case. The more you have cleared, the more access you have to your heart, to critical thinking, and it becomes fairly obvious that, or at least it brings a question mark up, is this really true, or is this just propaganda? And you're able to discern more and more what is true, like a gut check or a heart check. So even those who are propagating lies, like the media, in time will no longer be able to do that. It just won't be able. And those who control them, the dark ones are already gone, so those who are neutral will either need to, well, they will be going through the same processes of relieving their challenges, their critical thinking, their heart blockages, and all the other things that control everyone else. So they too will come around and come back to truth. Would be minutes, days, hours, weeks, months, we'll see. But the only way to get there is to remove the blockers within people, the nasties, and that is well underway. So the truth shall set you free. I've seen that somewhere. Let's see, where was that? Oh, yes, on our website. That is our motto. It has been there for, well, from our beginning. And I hope I won't give a name here, but I'll just give you a a literal example of someone who shared with me, one of our members. She says, "Hello, I just wanted to tell you something that happened. I remember last night and during the night, these wonderful gifts were being provided." She says, "Last week I took a really nasty fall and hurt my shoulder and was literally unable to use my arm at all. It was really bad yesterday, and I was afraid it would never get better. I wasn't on the healing call," this was last night's call, "because my day starts early, and at 9 o'clock is very hard for her. The only time my arm didn't hurt was when I was lying down in my bed. Around 11 last night, I woke up, and my arm and arm felt so much better. Today, it is totally healed. I have no pain at all." She says, "I feel Creator did reach out and heal me, even though I wasn't on the call, and I wanted to say thank you. It was actually the energies I just went through, the whole series of angers, fears, sorrows, and such. All pain, all agony, all misbeliefs, all diseases, emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain. Which one did I forget? All of these are related to darkness. And some in our lives, and many of us in our lives, have turned to a particular religion. Well, there I'll find truth. Do you think the darkness may have invaded the religious systems? I'd say there's a pretty good odd. In fact, yes, of course. It didn't miss a turn anywhere. So we thought, well, I'll find safety there. But then we find out religions are actually controlled in the U.S. by the IRS, and in Canada by the CRA. And they're instructed, if you want to get your tax-free status, you will never speak against the state or the IRS or any other political nature. You spew out whatever beliefs you want. We don't care what they are, just so they don't mess with us. Interesting. Do you know the IRS pays these churches at the high end, the top end of their groups, money every week to have people in the pews? Wonder why that is. Why do they want people in the pews? It's a conditioning. You go there and you sit in the pew just like a good servant, and you listen to the preacher, priest, rabbi, minister, whoever that would be, often in a robe, preaching what they believe is true, because they've been taught that from a document, the Bible, something, schooling, training. When you test the Bible, for example, you find 35% of it is just totally false. But more importantly, what has been left out that originally was there? And remember, when Jesus was here, he was speaking to highly uneducated, couldn't read, couldn't write people. So he told stories, simple stories, that parables that he could or they could relay. But if you ever played that telephone game around the table and whisper something in someone's ear and then they tell it to the next person, by the time it gets to the last person, it's totally different, unrecognizable in many cases. So stories being told and told and told get modified until they were put in print. Well, then King James and others, you know, they said, well, I don't like this one. People might think they don't have to obey me, the king, thinking this religious thing is more powerful, so we're going to remove this reincarnation nonsense, right? And we're just going to say, you got one life. You better get it right, or you're going to go to hell. So is there a hell or a heaven? And when you are able to test truth by being grounded in your heart space and have the gifts that Lois and I have been provided and can find truth without the ego. See, the ego always wants to be right and will guide you. And that's how you're manipulated by darkness, through your ego. So if you have zero ego, you can have a more likelihood of getting truth. So, their heaven and hell don't exist other than what we see on this planet. There's plenty of each. Plenty of hell is going on and plenty of wonderful things going on. That's duality. There's wonderful people who go to churches and who are preachers, absolutely. There's wonderful people in all professions, but they've all been lied to. They're propagating what they believe is true, but they had no way to discern, so they simply propagated what they've been told. How about military people? You know, these people are bad people. We've got to go there and bomb them and kill them and destroy them. There are no bad people. They're simply darkness that is infused at different degrees in everyone. So to solve the problem isn't one more war or one more law, but removing the influence of the darkness, and we all return back to a beautiful state of purity. Ultimately, we'll be leaving this game to ascending to a new paradigm altogether where darkness no longer exists. There were 199 paradigms prior to this, all pure light, pure light, pure light. But we weren't advancing. We didn't have stimulus. We didn't have any reason to push the envelope, so to speak. So a game was created. Never having experienced darkness, no one knew how evasive darkness could be. How evil it could be, and immediately took over everything. It didn't follow the rules set up. Darkness doesn't do that. It makes its own rules and says, no, you have to give permission to darkness to mess with you. Nah, we're going to change that rule. We'll just mess with you any old time we want. So they controlled it, and then they put so many layers of darkness around the earth that even Creator's light or abilities to resolve this darkness was very limited. But that portal that opened a couple years ago was wonderful. It allowed Creator's light to come in directly for the first time and do wondrous things. And we have seen the cleanup occurring, not without its challenges. The dark had control for 13,000 years. They certainly weren't going to give it up readily. In fact, they will never surrender. You have to find every last one of them and remove them one way or another. And they had backups on top of backups. They had invisible things. They had hidden things, dormant things. And these were all things that Lois and I had to discover and root them out and present them for cleansing to Creator. And it came with a lot of struggle. We saw it with our members, with all those all over the planet. It came to us personally. If you're the one who can find them, the only two on the planet who can see them and find them, you might just be a target. And we were. Even with optimal protection, they have done great harm. But as they have done that great harm to us, it reflects out because they're doing the same kinds of things to all that is and to everything everywhere. So when we're able to cleanse or identify the root of what is causing the local problem, many of those equated to resolving things throughout everything everywhere. So it was great pain to go through it, but it also relieved great pain everywhere and throughout all that is and throughout the paradigm and the planet. And each of us has paid a price for our knowledge. When he went against the system on a banking issue, most of the time it didn't work out favorably, did it? I've been there, you've been there, or against the legal system anyway. It was rigged against you. It was rigged so you could never win. Or if you did, they found a way to take it away. So we all paid the price. The question is, did we learn our lessons? And the only way you can learn a lesson and forgive or be at peace with the challenges that have happened to you is to resolve the pain. You have to resolve the pain before you can forgive something or someone or a system. Most of us spend our lives cursing the dark, cursing the effects of other, well, we saw it as other people, but it's really the dark in them. And we're so busy blaming. Sometimes we got quite aggressive trying to fight back. We knew we were right, but the system was so overwhelmingly in opposition to truth, it was very difficult. But we're seeing that trend reversing now, aren't we? We're seeing more victories for, let's say, the Republican versus the deeply darkened Democratic Party. So there's a whole wave of awakening coming in lots of different ways. We heard from our person with the fall, with the shoulder, and those healings during the day have assisted her to heal. And whatever Creator is providing you right now is to awaken you, allow you, and purge you to a healthier place, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And on spiritual matter, we turn to churches or religions to try to explain the unexplainable. How come there's so much horrible in the world and I just want peace and be left alone, right? I just want to be me. But they haven't figured it out. Whether it's Christianity or Muslim or any religion of the world. The folks who came, say Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Moses, none came to create a religion. They simply came to bring truth. But mankind, with the influence of darkness, created systems and regimens and protocols which have really nothing to do with resolving problems. And they became very controlling in some cases, like the Vatican, where they were sacrificing humans on a regular basis and done horrible things. How many wars were fought in the name of a religion? And I'm not negating, again, anybody who has walked that path. Everybody's looking for answers. That's just one place to look. But the real place has been hidden because we never could see the enemy. The invisible darkness, the entities, energies, essences, invading people, they are being lifted and removed, their influence allows the hearts, or the lack of their influence, rather, allows the hearts to open or have access to it, your critical thinking return, and your ability to discern truth will ever increase, which will then you'll make better decisions. Is this for my highest and best, or is this for my highest and best? Or a third or a fourth choice. And you'll be able to discern. Today, we usually make the wrong choice at every turn in our life. And we've seen the results of that. Well, that's okay. That was a lesson to learn. So release the pain, as we have done with QE and our more recent steps here, balloon exercise, and then now Creator Six Steps. The first step is so powerful, it removes, on average, about 1 octillion. That's a big number. Look it up. 1 octillion nasties that are invading each individual. And there are contracts in huge numbers, agreements in huge numbers, traumas in huge numbers. And all this time we've been living our lives disconnected. That's right, disconnected from our higher self. With the controlling dark energies, they've severed our contact or connection to our higher self. Step one of those processes returns that. For the first time in your life, you are now reconnected to your higher self. The healing processes came first, and then later, Creator advised it would be good to have an elite process for those who walk that pathway. There will be benefits for them. But the processes came first. Someone asked, well, why would I want to, or why I want to do the elite program, and I asked why. After a while, an answer came, well, the money. What do you think? Could have been a better answer to that. How about opening your heart, cleansing your nasties, becoming a real human again, removing your traumas, your contracts, reconnecting to your higher self. And once you've done all that and purging the inoculations that you've had in your life, now you're in a receptive mode to receive gifts from Creator. So in other words, returning to a cleansed status is the first step, and then the abundance comes from there. Return to health and so forth, financial, whatever. Some people just haven't gotten that yet. They're still chasing the money. That's where we started, not chasing it, I suppose, but just finding there was an illegal process done on every loan, and we want restitution. The problem there, of course, was the darkness controlled every aspect, financial, the legal system, the courts. No matter how you came at them, they had their defenses, and they, people who challenge or want that golden goose or tried, either wound up out of business, in prison, or dead. In other words, if you weren't part of them, you're an outsider, there's no way you're going to make it. And they tried all those on us, on the club here. Tried to take me out a couple times. Threw me in prison, tried to stole our club's money. But here we are. And all those who challenged us, by the way, no longer exist. They were dark and they've been removed. This is a struggle greater than any of us had ever could have dreamt. There's nobody who is unscathed on this planet. That includes the dark ones. You know, they've been abused in their own lives in various ways as well. But they succumbed to the dark, and they saw that as the power trip or what have you, and got lost in it, and now they no longer are. The neutrals, with the removing of all the nasty stuff we talked about, are moving in a, hopefully, in a direction toward the light. In the light, and then of the light. And then the final step is not just being of the light, but functioning from your heart. There's many that are of the light, but they're not functioning from their heart. And by resolving what we mentioned on the call here, perhaps many more will move in that direction. Someone asks, well, how can I get there? Well, just keep removing what no longer serves you. And once you've done a cleanup with one of the six processes, the six, by the way, is the ego cleanse. And even though Creator doesn't require it for the elite process, I would. Because if you have any ego, you're still being influenced. That's the way the darkness influences you to make poor decisions. And if you go to the ego page on biorenew.com and you bring up the ego page, you'll see a chart. It goes from ego level 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And as you move along, you'll see some of the characters who are in those higher numbers are some pretty ruthless people. At the 2 level, you've got folks like Trump and Melania and Jim Jordans and those kind of folks, the good guys. But even level 2 can be improved on to 0. And that's what the ego cleanse does. So now you don't have an ego running your show. You have your heart to rely on. So your heart will never lie. The ego will. It'll always wants to be the hero, the guide. Even though it's destructive or the wrong thing, it still wants to lead you on your path. Removing the ego, now your heart can speak, and it will always guide you in what's best for you. So hopefully you've been given some food for thought here, things to ponder in your own life. You know, do a life review. Think of all the times you've been schnooked, made poor decisions, had traumas and what have you. Not to be angry about it, but what was my lesson from that? What did I learn? You see, in an all-light world, you never had the opportunity to learn lessons like you have here. Oh boy, they were painful. Absolutely, they hurt. Absolutely. But you'll never ever have another opportunity like you have in this life to learn lessons and to grow from them. So rather than curse the dark and all it did, it had its value. It is teaching us lessons, and it's leaving. Now you can see the lessons more readily. Because of that, I made these decisions, and I moved into this direction in my life. Or I changed my directions because of this, you see. Once you have learned that's not a good pathway, you've chose a better one. Maybe that wasn't the best, and you chose yet another one. Okay, but it's been an evolution of your growth. So each of those life experiences you can build from. But you can't until the pain is gone. If you're still blaming angry, bitter, resentful, what have you, then you're not ready for the lessons. That's why the processes are so important. If you haven't done them, do them. You're being gifted freely. Everyone is right now as well, but do the 5-6 steps. Clear yourself of any residual gunk. And once you have done those 5-6 steps, and something shows up, afterwards, you shoot us an email, and we will address it and resolve it with Creator. We've been doing that for a year now, for everyone who's gone through that process. And before that, we've done it with our QE people and so forth. But you have to commit to do the processes and clean yourself up rather than sit there and say, oh, look what life's doing to me. Poor me, poor me. We see a lot of that, don't we? Or people who don't even say poor me, they're just so busy blaming, cursing at everything else. And those now are being resolved too. Again, there are no bad people. They're just people infused with different levels of darkness. The darkness is ruthless. It has no mercy. It cares not how nice a person you might be or think you are. Doesn't make a flip of difference. They attack everything and everyone, especially those who are able to resolve their efforts. Those who in the political world are bringing forth truth. All the comrades who are infused by darkness attack them, or the media attacks them. Look what they did to Trump. He did literally miracles over 4 years. Lowest unemployment, most employment, zero inflation, on and on it went. No wars, brought peace to North Korea, you know, stopped the missiles, and on it goes. Cleaned up ISIS, or whoever they call themselves at the time. All in 4 years, and the media crucified him. See, the darkness will play their tools, and a lot of people still bowed into that media, didn't they? But we're seeing the viewership at like CNN going tanking every day, going lower and lower. I think Mark Dice commented on, he works out of his laptop on his kitchen table. He gets more views than CNN and does their various representatives on their shows. So that's all, those are all indications of the trend that is happening. Light is winning big time. And at an accelerating rate. So by being here and being on the recording, you will gain, again, a huge step forward. Whatever gifts Creator is providing for all of you on this call and all on this recording will benefit, as was the case from the elite members who got a special treat last night, and those are a rare group. Now, that call was not recorded per Creator's request. So if you weren't there in person, you missed out. But what is going on and has happened today and continuing right now and will continue after this call will be for all. Those who've never heard of our club or never heard of the esoteric realm have no concept of what darkness and light are being blessed as well. As the influence of darkness is being purged. It was an odd thing to discover that Creator does not see darkness. That's right. Creator does not see darkness. But Lois can. I can. You can observe it. The effects of darkness. It's kind of like electricity. Have you ever seen electricity? Well, yeah, I've seen it. It turns on my light. No, you saw the effects of electricity, but you've never seen electricity pulling down a wire. And that is how society is. We see the effects of darkness and the effects of light in life, but we don't really understand where it's coming from. But when you understand the duality and the game that was created and is playing out, the esoteric realm is collapsing. And the etheric, the good light, is growing. And now everything makes a little more sense. You can understand why all the crazy happens in the world. Whether it's through illegal banking, governments, big pharma, big agro, all these horrible things that have been perpetrated on us, illegal taxes and foreclosures, and on it goes. And the way to win, the only way to win, is to remove the darkness from yourself and the planet and everything everywhere. I've been fighting a two-year battle. I was attacked on Labor Day in my home, attacked on Labor Day 2 years ago. Coming up on Labor Day, so it's close to 2 years now. Continual assaults. Things just quit working. Stop working. Took out my water heater. Took out my air conditioner. Took out my plumbing. Computers wouldn't work. I was attacked personally. Had all kinds of extraordinarily painful issues. My wife has had challenges. Electrical things in the house don't work in daily. This was a daily occurrence. Every day I'd, you know, clean up something to function. But as I said, as I was cleaning myself up and my home up, we're also cleaning up. This was like the microcosm of the macrocosm. We're cleaning up all that is, and everything everywhere, known and unknown. And Lois, what a tribute, this gal, this incredible being, has weathered the storm with me for 6 years, and she has taken her licks throughout her life long before we got together, and then we have worked every day. We never, ever have taken a day off. A holiday, doesn't matter. For 6 years, sometimes 2-3 sessions a day, but in a single session, we might do 40 or 50 sessions within that. And then outside of those sessions, in the middle of the night, another whole number of things are being done as I'm awakened, and I say that not as a complaint, but as a, just to let you know how pervasive the darkness is, and every person we've cleansed, every group we've cleansed, every root of the tree of evil, if you will, there was many major roots, and one after another, and especially in the last few months, we've knocked out huge amounts of these, and that only happened due to the perception, the insight, the intuition of Lois and myself with Creator bringing these things together. And we find them because we can see darkness. We can find them. Creator then can resolve them. In a truly light paradigm, Creator, you are connected 24/7 with Creator. ask a question, whatever, and you'll get a truthful answer. That was not true ever in this life. You were given the fantasy that you can pray and talk to, you call God. Well, in the history of the planet, there are many gods, God of this, God of that, whatever. Well, then who created these gods if they, in fact, some weren't even real, but and this is where Creator is. If you want to think of the world and then surrounded by dark layers, hundreds and thousands of layers of darkness, we weren't reaching Creator at all in our prayers. Does that mean prayers are bad or useless? No. Prayers are very useful. They give us hope. They give us guidance. They were very important to keep surviving while we were eventually reconnecting to, and will be soon, connecting directly to Creator. Now, I don't know what Creator's plans are for everyone because we're all in a different place of growth, a different place of awakening, but the ideal place to be is of the light and functioning from your heart. That's right now a very small number on the planet. That would be the goal, to reach that place by continually resolving, replacing truth with nonsense that you've been taught. Understanding the game we're in, connecting to your heart as best you can, and the more lies that are removed or purged from your body, the more darkness purged from your body, which are sustaining those lies, you will more and more move deeper into the light and eventually be functioning from your heart. When there's no more influences keeping you from doing that. So that's a personal mission, if you choose to take it. This is free will. You can do whatever you like. Some succumb to the darkness, and they are gone. But whether you succumb to them or wanted it or not, you are influenced by darkness, and that is being purged more and more as we move along. So, as you are reflecting on your life, your wins, your losses, and we've had both. And we spend a lot of time talking about the darkness, but think of the victories, the wonderful moments you've had, the wonderful vacations, the relationships that were awesome. Maybe not perfect, but they were still awesome. We did the best we could in a crazy world. Those are all victories as well. Maybe you brought up some wonderful children. Or maybe they went askew. Okay? Made some poor choices, darkness influenced them, whatever. And we would love to make a change in all of their lives, wouldn't we? And your friends who have maybe not awakened yet. And we find that's very difficult. And we've lost friends because of our seeking the truth. Well, they will one day, very likely, return or ask more questions. They're getting their cleansing as well. Not as deep as yours because you've been proactive. But they too will perhaps return to you and ask for your guidance. So be humble as you move deeper into truth. And you can guide them to this recording or any of our recordings that are, of this Wednesday, available to anyone, As a member, you have access, of course, to the Monday and the, if you're an elite member, to the elite calls. So it's your choice, your life. How do you want to go, or where do you want to go from here? Will money solve your problems? In the system we have today, the dark would find ways to take it away from you, wouldn't they? Like the lottery winners wind up broke in a couple of years. So that was the purpose of the cleansing comes first. Then the prosperity will come and you will sustain it. Well, when in a few minutes here, we'll open up for a Q&A. So if you have some questions, jot them down or however, put them in your memory or comments. We'd love to hear both. Or what sensations you've had from the call tonight as Creator was working on you as you were listening and challenging yourself about a lot of things that you thought maybe were true and maybe aren't. Or maybe you're wondering, is this true or is that true? And we can certainly test that for you. If there's one gift that I was given, that is the most potent gift of all for my learning and awakening and growth, was to discern, is it true? Just that one question. Is it true? It's not challenging anyone. It's not harming anything. It's simply asking a simple question. Here's a belief. Is it true? Well, if I get a no, then what is true? And maybe it's this. No, that's not it. How about this? Maybe 20 questions later, you'll find, this is the truth. Well, then that prompts about 10 more questions. And on it goes. And this is how I've been living for many years now. And Lois as well. We do this together and apart. And many of you have done those same queries, but maybe you're not able to discern, I wonder if. Well, this would be an opportunity in Q&A to ask those questions, and we'll give you our best read on them. Simply finding, following the truth will set you free, as we have on our website. I didn't know how profound that would be many years ago, 17 years ago. But here we are. And the Creator has completed his gifts and healing. I'm going to open up the call for Q&A here. So if you have a comment, a question, and even before we do that, let's give our blessings to both Mother Earth and to Creator for the wonderful gifts that have been provided to us tonight. Do this in your own personal way. Okay, let's open up the lines now. Star 6 and the 1 key if you have found the main line for Q&A. And if you have a comment, a question, or just share what happened with you during the call, sensations you may have had. Or star 2 if you're international. And we'd be happy to take your calls. maybe what did you learn that was new tonight on the call? Something perhaps that has escaped you, or maybe you have some concerns about it, or something to share in that regard. This is your time to take the mic. How are you doing? What did you feel? What did you experience? And to get things going, let's check in with Lois. What did you experience on the call tonight, Lois?
A lot of tingling throughout my body. And there was a period of time where I felt an internal warmth that just kept getting warmer and warmer and warmer until it was almost overwhelming, and then it started to dissipate. But I feel very calm, very relaxed, very peaceful.
All righty. Excellent. Well, let's hear from some of the others. Debbie, are you in the... in the queue here? How was your experience tonight? And I don't recall if you came in, which number you came in on. You may have to raise your hand to get in the queue, because we're not hearing you. If you are listening, okay. Anyone else? We should have a quiet group here. Are you stunned into silence, or still trying to make sense of it all? Star 6 in the 1 key if you're on the main line. Star 2 international. Tell us how you're session went tonight. Comments, questions about anything that was our topic that we covered here tonight, or something new. Okay, we have George with us. Hi, George.
Yes, hi, Tom. I want to thank Creator, Mother Earth, and a wonderful, wonderful call. It was, I felt very excited, elated, and very positive, and looking forward to, things that are going on that that will help make us all awaken. And I just enjoyed it very much, and I did feel calm, but I also feel excited.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination, isn't it?
you covered a lot of topics, and I just it's overwhelming.
Well, yeah, it's recorded for a reason. If you need to, go out and listen again if you have an inclination, or guide someone who's new to all of this. And it's a good kind of a basic awakening of how we've been put to sleep and now being awakened. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing with us, as you do so often. We appreciate that.
And I do have a question. I know we've been talking about the BRIC countries having the working on a new global currency reserve for their trading and so forth and so on, and that this would be impacting the petrodollar that seemed to be the fiat money that we've been under the system of keeping us under control. So I think that that's a very positive move, and I understand countries.
Mm-hmm. While you were leading to it, the BRICS were just the first countries. Brazil, Russia,
India, China.
Mm-hmm. and South Africa.
South Africa, right.
Yeah, were the original BRICS. But right now, every country in the world is involved in part of it.
In fact,
the quantum system's already there. It's in place. It has already displaced at the banks the old system. Okay, so the new financial system is literally functioning, with maybe a couple exceptions in some backward countries, but everywhere on the planet. The beauty of the quantum system is the banks do not control it. They process for you to their facilities. Mm-hmm. They don't have your ATM machines and all this, but they cannot mess with your account. They cannot steal your money.
Great.
They cannot do anything. You can access your account. You can do this and that. And again, you're right. It'll be also on the new financial system, not the fiat or petrodollar, as you said. So, and it'll be backed by the real assets, gold, silver, et cetera. There's great reserves. The Chinese dragon families have put up the funds. There's other sources as well. So there are many sources of legitimate money that will be replacing everything we have today in every country, everywhere. So that is not fully, it's not been released, but it's ready. It's been operational. So everything that is transferring right now is already on the new system. So it's gone that far.
So I was wondering how the process will work, the mechanics of it, because I understand that we've got to have the old system really no longer operating, and so the new system can come in. So will there be a period of Weimar Republic where dollars is worth so very little, and then we have to go through some kind of a bartering system? How does that happen?
Yeah, there'll be an exchange, and this is just not U.S., this is worldwide, so every currency will be revalued and put on par with what its real worth is, and then backed by, you know, some substantial assets. And there'll be a period where we can turn in our old dollars for these new, I guess they call it the rainbow currency or whatever name they want to give it. That'll be, and each country will, you know, have their own flavor out that. There was talk once of having a worldwide single currency, but apparently it'll still be, you know, if you're in Iraq, dinars and so forth, pesos and so on, but they will be revalued at the value of your own country's worth, and that would come from maybe agriculture. If you're exporting that would add to your value. Maybe you've got minerals in the ground that are valuable, right? Whatever you can export to the world in the ground or above ground will be considered as the value of your currency. This combined amount will be equate to the revaluation or the value of your currency. So, and those have pretty well been determined, and we're just waiting for the starting gun, you know, to kick it off. And with it would come the SARA and DISARA, which would erase all fiat debts and get rid of taxation as we know it today and provide a flat tax on certain items and so on and so forth. So there are many, many attributes in the Nasara, Disara world, and also ending of wars, of course, and all those aggressive types of things. So, yeah, big changes. And that's not a small task to perform. I can see why doing that in one country would be huge, but 200 or so countries would be a little more than huge. So that would, you can imagine, you know, all the different cultures, languages, and what have you, and getting all the people in alignment And many have been taken out, you know, by taking out the dark ones now. So the a lot of the resistance is gone. In fact, most of it would be. But some of the neutrals, it's still kind of like, well, I've always been doing it this way. I guess I'll just continue. And that's not getting it done either. So we'll see how it all flows. But by removing the darkness or the tendency to do dark is really the full answer. And that's what Creator is undertaking as we speak and has been.
Well, that's great. That's great news. And I'm very, very happy to hear that. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that is good news.
I had another question. You had mentioned recently about on the Earth News, one of the articles, the gentleman has a quotation, "I am one with the interest in the estate," where he talks about the, I guess, the straw man, that they're trying to control us using the straw man, and that's why the court systems don't respond to our questions and objections. Have you gotten any more information or detail about that? And how I guess that you become more of a sovereign, I believe. I'm still trying to understand it, but I know you mentioned
it. Well, yeah, and the things are changing so rapidly that, yes, it was a way of stating who you are rather than I am John Jones.
Okay.
You know, representing this court case, or representing myself in this court case, that would not be recognizable in a corporate court because they don't understand a live person. This is for dead people. What are you doing here?
Okay.
Right. Processing your straw man. But if you say, I have an interest, or what was the phrase again?
I'm one with an interest.
Yeah, I'm one with an interest in the estate of John Jones. And that puts you in a different position. I don't have any personal experience with that, and I can't really lend any strength to that argument. It sounds valid. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would go with it if you were in a court scenario or whatever, I'm not sure. But I wanted to at least bring that possibility out that if you're going to be, and I've been in court, and I've stood there and said, I'm the lowercase so and so, not the capitalized name straw man, and you know, I played that game. It got me nowhere, you know. So
that was a while back, though, right?
Yeah, that was many years ago. But if I had used this particular process, who's to know? You know, I really don't have any. You hear some people say, well, it can be helpful. But I don't really have a methodology I could share or success. But I'm putting my energies into removing the darkness that ends all of that nonsense. So it ends the straw man world totally, and we don't have to even play those games. But if you're in a desperate situation, you know, you may want to research it. I'm not promoting it as success or not success. I'm just saying here's a thought. Go explore it if you want. If you're in a situation and you got nothing to lose or everything to lose, you may want to do that. But it's not a club remedy. I'm just out there for general information.
Sure. No, I understand. It was very interesting, so I just wanted to raise that.
It was. That's why I shared it. I have seen others that have made claims that this and that and the other thing. Of course, a lot of those folks who tried similar things are now in prison. So we've seen that happen, too. Yeah.
I have one final question. Is Pelosi went over to Taiwan, at least that's what it seems to be. I don't know if it's just CGI or not.
The ghost of Pelosi?
That one?
The one that doesn't exist, that was imprisoned a year ago and then was extracted?
Right. So
that one.
What was all that about? I mean, was there some kind of a distraction or something? I just didn't know.
Well, they have to find ways to explain why there's nobody in the White House. There's no Congress. There's no Senate. There's no administration. The Supreme Court was restored without John Roberts, because they were all clean except Roberts. So he's gone. So how do you explain that, wait a minute, where are these people? You know, they're always so visible and vocal, right? So you find out, oh, they've got COVID, so they're in hiding, or they're overseas. Remember, Biden was overseas for a while, and then, oh, I got COVID now, I got to, you know, and all this kind of nonsense. So these are cover stories to explain why they're not more visible, because they're gone, they're dead. It's amazing the alternate media hasn't, you know, been able to figure this out. You know, look at the Federal Register. Are there any executive orders by Biden? No. That's where they'd be recorded. Have there been any laws passed? No, not a one. There was, well, we have a thought. You must get your, you know, COVID shot or your jab, right? Well, that's not law. Mm-hmm. That's not anything. That's just made-up nonsense. So the media is a big part, a bigger part than we ever thought, in just making up nonsense, and people believe it, or have. You know, you and I know better, but they have, well, it's like any propaganda that has ever occurred, go back to Hitler days, whatever, you've got to win the media over. You've got to believe when they burned down the Reichstag, remember, that was, and then they blamed somebody, right? Not just like 9/11, right. Let's blame somebody, now we can go to war with them. Well, that's what, you know, it's the same old game. So if you have and own the propaganda machine, you can do a lot and take away a lot of freedoms from people on the promise, oh, it'll make you more secure. I forget which president it was, one of our early founders said, if you give up your freedom for security, you lose both.
Right.
Might have been Ben Franklin. Forget
maybe, or Jefferson or somebody. Yeah.
One of those folks. And they're right. If you are put into fear, that's their biggest tool of the dark. You will do anything to solve my problem, please. Well, you have to give up this, have to give up that. And just like the Patriot Act, what a misname that is. You know, giving up all kinds of things for the sake of security, which was total nonsense. It actually stripped you of all sorts of abilities. And, you know, Hitler would have been so proud. He didn't have half the tools that this country has done with the Patriot Act and other laws. So, people's belief system, whether they get it from a church, get it from a government, get it from Big Pharma, oh, pandemic, or the media, or wherever you get it, fear is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And the more powerful than fear is love. That's the antidote, love. Remove the fear, replace it with love, and that's what you got a dose of here tonight. And those who were on the last night call, and those listening, and those who've been participating for 6 years with us on this journey of cleansing. Anything else?
No, it's been something else. Just appreciate it very much, and just thank you for a wonderful call.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up here, and let's see if we have some final thought here from, Lois. How about it, Lois?
Well, make sure to stay hydrated over the next few days, and if your body tells you you need to rest or sleep more, listen.
Absolutely, good advice. And once again, a huge thank you from our Creator, well, both from our Creator and for our Creator, is a thank you for the gifts that we have been blessed with here tonight. And for all of us, may you all be blessed. Good night.